This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will be on the field not only for the final preseason game tonight, but for the season opener next week. Pats fans here in Boston and even fans of some other NFL teams we encountered are praising today's ruling from a federal judge vacating Brady's 4-game suspension stemming from a ball deflation scandal that has come to be known as Deflategate.
Pittsburgh Steelers, get ready for a week from tonight. You'll have your hands full with us, so very happy with the news today.
I just think there's too much scandal going on in the media. He's a great guy. He does an awful lot of good for many different things, and he's a great player, and I think that it's gotten out of control. So it's good to hear that he's playing.
Goodell has handled things poorly, and it was just unnecessary. A simple fine would have been sufficient.
That was Mike Ricciuti, who works at Fenway Park, Steelers fan Jackie Dickinson from Pensacola, Florida, and Ed McElroy of Attleboro. But we also found some football fans, including Patriots fan Bob Pepe of Tampa, Florida, who think the team did deflate footballs and are concerned today's ruling sets a bad precedent.
I'm glad it's going to help us out, but at the same time, you want the right thing to happen. It's hard to explain to kids that, yeah, something fishy happened, but don't worry about it. Let's move on.
Meanwhile, the NFL is promising to appeal. For more on the ruling, we're joined by Dan Lebowitz, Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Sport in Society at Northeastern University. Dan, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
First, what's the significance of this ruling from Judge Richard Berman today in the world of professional sports?
I think, you know, it resonates well beyond the NFL. I think what you're seeing, you won't just see players in the NFL rejoice, but if you looked on social media, a lot of players in the NFL are rejoicing. I think really it's a statement and a win for all players' associations because I think that players' associations, like everybody else, want due process. They want their players to be on the field unless there's a really good legal reason for them not to be. And so this is something that I think will resonate and really create impact across a number of leagues, not just the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Judge Berman focused very much on the arbitration process and whether it was fair to Brady. What was the bottom line on that?
He basically made a statement that Roger Goodell can't be both judge and jury. In terms of what he focused on the fact that no player was aware that they could be suspended for this. There was nothing in the collective bargaining agreement that delineates this like there might be around performance-enhancing drugs. And so they felt like it was an unfair playing field, that Brady was sort of blindsided by it, that the actual ruling and the suspension was something that was unjust.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't granted access to some of the materials as well.
Right. I think, again, you know, really this is a major due process issue. I mean, you know, we're looking at a league that has been very forthright in terms of disciplining players in their league, or at least aggressive about it. And yet a number of decisions have been overturned by judges based on this same type of principle, that due process does matter.
What do you make of the public's obsession and the media's obsession with this whole story, this whole case? Is this just because it's the New England Patriots or because it's one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Why is everybody so into this story?
I think the NFL is rather ubiquitous. I mean, the NFL is probably the greatest sports entertainment export the country has. And so, you know, they're very good at staying in the news in a lot of ways. And whether the news is negative or the news is positive, they're on the front page. And so I think that many people embrace the sport, not just the sport for the sport. They embrace analytics around the sport. They embrace odds around the sport. And so I think this is just an outgrowth of that. And sort of the whole premise around the very thin line between fanhood and fanaticism.
Mm-hmm. And this story has kept the NFL in the news in the offseason as well.
You know, here we are, we're 29 games away from the end of the baseball season. There are an awful lot of playoff races involved, and yet we're here talking about the NFL. So even in an instance where the NFL really doesn't look good today, and it's a major win for, you know, Brady, it's a win for the Crafts, because I feel like, you know, they've stood by their man. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're seeing today, though, is that the NFL still is on the front page, and in many respects, the NFL likes being on the front page.
What's the most interesting thing to you about this case, being someone who studies the interplay between sports and society?
Really, in a country that really embraces democracy and embraces due process and embraces sort of, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Really, one of the greatest parts of this case is that somebody stood up for their rights against a behemoth. And at least at this point in time, one.
Okay, thank you very much. Dan Lebowitz, the Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Sport in Society at Northeastern University. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.